Okay. So today, I am here with my good friend, Anna Cologne. Anna, thank you so much for being here today. Now, with midterms week and everything going on, it's not easy, but I really appreciate you coming out here.
Of course. Anything for my friend?
So, getting into the topic, before any of it happened, how would you describe yourself as a child?
As a child, I definitely would say I was very happy. I would always be like the first person to do anything for my parents. You know, I had a lot of energy as a kid. Always wanted to play outside. You know, I like love to read. So like overall, I was pretty happy kid. I loved my life.
Do you remember the first time that the hospital like visit started?
Yeah. So I had like went in for an appointment on my birthday. And this is like around the time that things were getting like pretty bad. I couldn't eat, couldn't sleep. So yeah, I had went in for an appointment at the Children's Hospital. I think I was like 8 or 9. I remember spending my birthday in the hospital and feeling very like sad and confused because obviously like a little kid is not going to want to spend their birthday in a hospital. And also confused because I didn't know like what was wrong with me. Why wasn't anything working? So I pretty much stopped attending school during that time. So when I did end up going back into school, it was really weird. I felt like I didn't have like a social battery. I didn't know how to socialize with people. The people that I was once friends with, we kind of grew apart because I was gone for so long.
Do you remember, of course, not the last time you ever went to the hospital? Because we still all go to hospitals.
Yeah.
But like the last time you ever went for like those reasons?
Yeah, I got admitted again. They were basically telling me that I couldn't eat. I was already not eating at home. They realized I couldn't eat with like tests that they were doing. So they had to put a tube in my nose, had to like swallow it, couldn't eat for days. I had to like eat like chicken broth, you know, drink water. Definitely the most memorable because it was the most negative.
How would you say that changed your family dynamic?
I think it changed it both in a good and bad way. I think good because in some ways it brought us all closer together. I definitely felt like my siblings were like very present for me during that time. We all cherished the time that we got to spend with each other because I was always like in and out of the hospital. But I think for bad, my siblings were like a little bit frustrated at times because my parents always had to put the focus on me and my health. So my parents often had to like not be there for like holidays, like for Thanksgiving. I was in the hospital on Thanksgiving. My mom couldn't be at home with my siblings for that because she was in the hospital with me. So there's definitely good and bad.
Obviously, you're going to have to still follow, you know, some dietary restrictions or whatever with their diagnostics.
I would say in some part, those limitations do define me because I still carry those eating issues with me. I still, you know, go to the doctors here and there because I have such a problem with eating ever since I had that experience. But I do have to say I am, you know, working on it, still going to therapy. That's one thing that I started when I was younger and continue to do. Like I said, I go to the doctor still. You know, like I'm invested in making myself better.
Mm-hmm. Did they ever like give you a proper diagnosis of some type of thing? Or is it just they've been trying to figure out or to pinpoint the problem?
You know, they never gave me a diagnosis. I still don't know to this day, like what was wrong. I've just kind of had to figure out things that made me better, that still make me better.